You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
How's it?
What is happening?
My name is Ryan.
This is Ash.
And this is...
the movie show.
On Active FM.
Yep.
Your favorite?
Radio station / podcasting service. Also formerly known as an ORSPS.
Yes.
There we go.
Formerly.
So we decided to follow through on our promise, mm-hmm. and we looked at one of the films that won
That somebody an recommended.
Oscar. Yes. And that is... Ryan, do you want to give them the title?
Tick, Tick, Boom.
Tick, Tick, Boom.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. And it's a musical.
It is a musical.
Ryan, did you enjoy it?
Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
Something that the director, Lin-Manuel Miranda, said was that specifically, they did not want, even though it was a musical, they didn't want it to be that whole like picnic by the park and everybody knows the lyrics and singing along type, which is the type that I hate. So because they chose that and they made the movie like humorous and the lyrics were very loose, it wasn't that like proper wording and
yeah.
like you could obviously hear that it is Jonathan Larson's songs, right? Mm-hmm. Which it was very like loose and enjoyable and stuff like that. It was good. This movie, I'll be honest with you, it gripped me and it did not want to let me go. Like literally, I think 3/4 of the film, I was sitting there and I was like, I was so in the film. I was like, it literally like grabbed me. Like I haven't had a movie like this for yeah. such a long time. It's been a while since a movie's like. So it was a great film. It was a good musical.
I think one of the things that was also interesting about this film, and I actually saw an interview with Andrew Garfield, and this is what he said, and I actually was like, oh flip, that's true. Is this wasn't a film about someone's success. It was actually about someone's failure. That's actually, if you think about it, the whole film,
yeah.
he doesn't succeed. By no. the end of the film, he actually hasn't succeeded. Mm. They then go on to tell you what he did go on to succeed at and achieve, etc., yeah. etc. But it was actually based on how, even though someone faced so much opposition and actually went through so much rejection, not even rejection, it's just... I mean, it's the endless story of an artist trying to make themselves known.
What I found quite funny was that, so you see how he's trying to write this final song for whatever this thing. What was it?
It was his rock. It was a rock musical called. Oh, I've got Zootopia now in my head. It's definitely not that.
But the song was about this guy who had to make a transition. So the song is like waking him up, like helping him to make a transition. And this whole like the whole time while he's trying to write the song, he's losing his girlfriend. His best friend's like walked out. So I almost felt like the song is like sort of like his own song type of thing. And I thought like maybe this is going to be his final like turnaround and then he's going to get the girl back. And then like, okay. And it didn't happen like that. He didn't get the girl back.
Spoiler alert.
Which is cool.
Wow.
But the friend came back and I was like, yeah, now that's a friend. Yeah. Yeah.
So just to give you some quick background, so the film Tick, Tick, Boom is actually a biopic about Jonathan Larson, who was a musical theater writer.
Score writer.
Yeah, so he would write musicals for theater. If you've ever seen or heard of the musical Rent, that was his, and it was his first one that, not his first, he'd written many. In fact, this is the story of everything he did basically before then. Yeah. But Rent was the one that made him famous. It was the one that got his name out there. And then he did go on to write a couple more. Sadly, he died very young, and... yeah, this is the story of his life. But the interesting part about it is the director of this film is Lin-Manuel Miranda.
which and we know actually, very well.
Yes, he wrote. Mm. He was the musical theatre writer for Hamilton.
Yes.
Plus, he's done music for. Well, he sang in Mary Poppins, the latest one, and he just that's did right. the score for Encanto, which also won an award. Yeah. So that's Lin-Manuel Miranda. But he saw the musical Rent when he was 17 years old in 1997, right. and it was this musical was the musical that inspired him to write musicals. And the cool part about this film is it's actually his directing debut, which means it's the first film that he's directed. And for me, it was just cool that the first film that he directed was the story of the guy who got him interested in what he's passionate about.
Yeah.
So the very thing that caused him to start on his life of, you know, going for musicals, etc., writing musicals, that the person who inspired him to do that was Jonathan Larson, and now he's told his story, which I think is really cool. And I think it's such a cool opportunity as a director to be able to do something that's that close to your heart and that you're passionate about and that has impacted your life so much that now you're able to tell his story. And Lin-Manuel Miranda actually said he relates to Jonathan Larson so much because he found that he was getting on in years and his friends were all moving on and getting married and, you know, getting houses and moving on in their career, and he was still chasing a childhood dream, because that's actually what he was doing.
Yeah.
And there's the temptation of just letting it go and getting a job to bring in money, because that's actually what most people do. They just get a job to bring in money and moving on with your life.
And but, forget the dream.
Yeah, forget the dream. But instead, Jonathan Larson didn't do that even when it was hard.
Yeah.
He still continued even when it seemed like his greatest success failed. Because that's actually what happened in the film.
And like basically everything, like literally like almost everything, if not everything, in the film, like actually sticks true to like the living condition, the place that they stayed in, like even the songs, the stuff that they said in, about the apartment, that, all of that. And I mean, I think he didn't own his own apartment. Am I right? He like literally like stayed. He was like trying to complete, you know, do his passion, the thing that he loves, and in it like almost leaving life behind type of thing.
Do you know what I respect though about Jonathan Larson is? So I saw in an interview with Andrew Garfield, he was explaining the set design and how amazing the sets were and how much they replicated like that original apartment, even to the sagging bookshelf.
That's
like
cool.
They literally did everything. But he also said at one point they actually went and filmed at the actual apartment where Jonathan Larson actually stayed. And apparently he died in that apartment.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's crazy, because we like to think of your life when you're successful and when you accomplish your dream, money and all of that comes with it. And then you live on the house in the house on the hill and you move out of that small apartment, etc. But Jonathan Larson was so passionate about musicals, about making musicals, about his art, that he was prepared to stay in this dingy apartment that he often had to share with someone because
cold.
The rent was too much.
Yeah.
And there was issues and problems, but for him, it was, he wanted to follow a passion that he had. And do you get what I'm saying? Like his living conditions didn't define his success. Because they didn't. I mean, he's one of the most successful musical theatre writers of, he got an award after he died. Like he was actually successful,
sure.
But his living conditions didn't change. And for me, it's just like the world has pushed on this image of, this is what it looks like when you're successful. But is that actually what success looks like?
No.
Like, is that it? Like, do you actually, like even the whole thing of, you know, being in the film industry, one of the greatest things, and we looked at this last week, but one of the biggest accomplishments is winning an Oscar. But what about all those filmmakers that haven't won an Oscar?
Yeah.
Like, that have, like, given their lives to making films and passionate, and maybe, you know, their film never even made it to the big screen. Maybe they were just working in this, you know, off-the-side VFX company, and no one really knows their name, but they're just passionate about what they do.
That's true.
Like, wasn't their life successful then? Is it just that people have to know your name in order for you to be successful?
Yeah.
Which is something to really think about. Andrew Garfield was brilliant.
Can I just say, I have a new respect for this guy.
Right?
Definitely. Because I saw a completely different side of him. And I actually thought that he was used to, like singing was his thing from his theater days, but apparently he didn't know how to sing.
Nope.
Singing was not his forte.
He learned... I didn't know you could learn how to sing.
Crazy,
he learned
how
to sing.
Yeah.
And he basically went through a year of training, vocal training.
So he knows how to sing now.
Because... I was like, that's
But he sang so... like.
No, he did.
He did good. He and did. Obviously he had to sing the songs of Jonathan Larson. Yeah. Which, I mean, I actually saw footage of him. I mean, he knew how to sing.
Yeah.
So, you know...
And he's a there's a difference between singing a pop song with a lot of auto-tune and singing a theatre, a musical. Mm. Like, they really do experiment with the voice.
I had to just keep thinking about the fact that he has to sing in American accent.
I didn't think about that!
Yeah. Which, obviously, I'm sure for him, he would have been like, you know, it's okay, the R's, make the R's strong, make the... You know, in the one interview with the director, I was actually listening to Andrew Garfield's accent.
He's very British.
I was going to say, actually, I don't know if you picked it up, but I feel like his accent is like almost...
Neutralizing.
It's starting to neutralize. Because I was listening very carefully. Maybe it was because he was with Emmanuel.
Yeah, around America.
But I was listening. I'm like, no, where's your... Because go to the video where he was denying his
He's very British there.
His partake in the new Spider-Man. And then listen to this whole interview now with the director. And I was like his R's and...
Maybe it is because... Maybe it's when you're around certain people, you speak a certain way.
Yeah,
so like when they're in the States, when they're doing all of those interviews, because you're just surrounded by Americans, you do start changing. But then if you had to go back to the UK or you're involved in a UK, a person from the UK is doing the interview, then possibly your accent would be affected by that.
Would be slightly
different.
By who
you are around. Yeah. This is crazy though as well. So... After deciding on Andrew Garfield for the lead role, but not knowing if he could sing, Lin-Manuel Miranda asked a mutual friend, massage therapist Greg Meal, if Garfield could sing. Greg replied that Garfield had the voice of an angel. But then after Miranda left, he called Garfield and asked him if he could sing. So the person that gave Lin-Manuel Miranda basically like the go-ahead, go with Andrew Garfield, he can sing like an angel, then called Andrew Garfield to be like, yo, dude, can you sing? Like, can you actually sing? He was like, no. Oh, well, I just told Lin-Manuel Miranda that you can sing like an angel. Maybe that's why he went through like a year worth of like vocal lessons.
Yeah, no, look, you would have to. I mean, look, singing is not like playing a guitar, so you can learn how to strum, you know, certain chords. And as long as you can get this chord to that chord for that song, good. Like, vocals is extremely challenging because it's something that you have to... I almost feel like it's a... Is ability the right word? It's like being able to shoot straight.
Yeah.
Or being able to run fast. You know, it's not... It's something into your... You've got a limited amount of control that you can do. And I think, like, specifically... I love the one song in the apartment where he did it. He started singing it a cappella. We started getting the party going.
Yes.
You know, again.
Ba, 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 ba,
yeah, that one. That
this
one.
This is the life. Ba, ba. That was
he
really
had
cool.
to sing that a cappella. Now, imagine. Now, first of all, you got to sing on the right key. Oh. I mean, imagine action. And then you like sit there and you're like, okay, this is exactly. Exactly. And I don't know. Like, I'm sure a lot of people can relate when you start doing something that is quite embarrassing, but you got to do it because you got to do it as a professional actor now. And you almost like stop. You're like, is that right? You know, yeah. Just go. Okay. And then you, you know, like I can just imagine that. But
I must say, you can see they're all professional about it.
I thought he could sing.
Yeah, that's
And then
thing.
When I saw the interview, I'm like, oh, he couldn't sing.
But you know what's amazing is that proves that if you dedicate... So he dedicated a year to it. So he dedicated a whole year to picking up a skill. It actually shows you what you can do if you put aside time, you be consistent, and you don't think after 3 weeks, this isn't working. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he did it for a whole year.
He had to.
For a whole year.
He had to.
Just for this role, which is actually pretty cool. And he was confident. He didn't look like someone... Because singing can be actually a very singing can be a very scary thing. Most people, I mean, you see people when they audition for, like, I don't know, Pop Idols, X Factor, those things. Yeah. You see how nervous they are. And even people who can sing, like, they're still nervous and even it still affects them. But he was so confident about it. And I mean, he was acting alongside singers. Vanessa Hutchins, she's been singing her whole life. Lin-Manuel Miranda grew up in theater.
She was in High School Musical.
She was in High School Musical, yes. You had cameos from people who sing on Broadway. I mean, there were two. I picked up two of the actors that were in Hamilton. They were cameos. There was other ladies that apparently had been friends with the actual Jonathan Larson himself. So they've been like in the industry for longer than Andrew Garfield's been alive, basically. And there he's not just singing. He's singing around people who sing for a living, who have gotten awards for a living. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I thought he did such a good job. He didn't look like an actor that just got the role because he was good at acting and, you know, the singing was a little bit. I never once thought that. I never once thought his singing was weak, if I could put it like that. It was brilliant.
It was on point every time.
It was
like
so
I said,
good.
I thought because Andrew Garfield comes from a theatrical background, I just thought that, you know, you learn to sing, I suppose, when you in theatre, when you start off with theatre, because that's like a lot of theatre plays or a lot of musicals.
Yeah.
Right? Surely?
Yeah.
Not all.
Not all.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Maybe he, I suppose he avoided those. Yeah. In fact, his words were, this is the scene where you have to now sing a cappella. And he's like, I really don't want to do that right now. But okay, fine. I guess I have to.
Let's go ahead.
Yeah,
and
so he didn't have a choice.
Yeah. But he did a very, very
good
job.
He did it, yeah.
Also, so the whole film Tick, Tick, Boom is actually one of Jonathan Larson's musicals. It's not like they went and were like, you know what, let's make a movie about the life of Jonathan Larson.
And then
they
went off and, Boots, yeah.
We'll call it Tick, Tick, Boom, you know. No, that Jonathan Larson originally conceived Tick, Tick, Boom as a one-man show. And that's why in the this was so cool. You actually see, so you watch the film, and then Andrew Garfield performs Tick, Tick, Boom, the one-man show, and then it cuts to real life, not real life, but they cut to his life.
Like
so you,
the scenes
yeah,
of the, yeah.
You'll see him singing about a situation, and then they'll show you the situation acted out, which was very cool.
I enjoyed
loved the way they did that.
Yeah, I enjoyed that, definitely.
But then, at the end, when the credits roll, you see the actual footage of Jonathan Larson doing Tick, Tick, Boom as a one-man show. So he originally conceived it as a one-man show. Then in 2001, it was revised and revamped by playwright David Auburn as a three-actor piece. That's why Vanessa Hutchins' character and there was that other guy joined him and the three of them were singing. And then this film expands the cast even further. So actually what they did with this film was they took his one-man piece, one-man musical show and then expanded it and did the three people. But then on top of that, they then just showed the real life, in inverted commas, situation happening with the one-man show. And they even brought in songs, obviously, from Rent. And his original, the first musical that he wrote, that rock musical, they brought in music, so they literally brought in a whole lot of his music. So it wasn't just the music from Tick, Tick, Boom. They actually brought in pieces from Rent and a whole lot of pieces, which it was so good though.
It was good.
It was so, even the music itself. Mm. After watching the film.
It was enjoyable.
I went onto Apple Music and got the soundtrack and listened
really?
To the songs. Yeah,
because cool.
They were so good. They really were good.
Yeah.
They really were so good. So the Moon Dance Diner. You know, he worked at the Moon Dance Diner. So that diner is the same diner that Mary Jane Watson worked in the 2002 Spider-Man film. And Garfield obviously plays Spider-Man in the 2012 reboot, The Amazing Spider-Man.
So he was like, but what? We're filming on the corner of so-and-so and so. Wait a minute, isn't that where
So this is part of the Spider-Man universe, guys.
Yeah.
The multiverse. No, I'm joking. But I just thought that was cool.
That's
and
cool.
Then this is Andrew Garfield's second biopic film. So a biopic it's basically a biography film. And the first one he did was Breathe in 2017, which was Andy Serkis. It was his directing debut. It was the first film he directed. I just think it's cool that the two biopics that Andrew Garfield has acted in have also been the director's debut as a director. If you understand what I'm saying. So Lin-Manuel Miranda has never directed a film until Tick, Tick, Boom, which Andrew Garfield starred in, and Andy Serkis had never directed a film until Breathe, which Andrew Garfield also directed in.
So wait, Lin-Manuel Miranda, he does more like music writing.
Yeah, right. So he originally
he's more
is,
composer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hamilton he composed and
I thought
then
he directed
acted
it.
In, no, he composed and acted in it. But it's also Broadway. So
yeah.
And then they went and made a Broadway, but it originally was a Broadway show. So but he grew up theater.
Yeah.
Lin-Manuel Miranda grew up theater. I was even watching a video where he you know how Vanity Fair does slang? So they'll tell you, like, they'll get actors, and then if the actor's British, then they'll tell, this actor will explain British slang words to you. You know those videos?
Cool.
He did one with theater slang. So he'd go through the different words and then...
like words that they actually use in the script?
Yeah.
Or
no,
like
no, in
production.
Theater. So for example... Off book in theater means you've learned your lines completely. You don't need the script. So they'll say, are you off book? And then what they're asking you is, do you know your lines?
Well,
or no,
go.
I'm not off book. Or I'm sort of off book. There's just that one scene that I'm struggling with.
You're not off book.
Or he was so not off book. It was so irritating. Like the whole day he was just looking at the script. Yeah.
Was this from the actual show
words.
You were watching?
There was other words, but I was like, off book.
All right.
But there was other words that they had, yeah.
Coming to our production.
Or money note. Do you know what a money note is?
Money
note. So
notes.
Every actor, this is obviously in theatre, every actor has a money note, and basically it's the note that it's like their best note, the note that suits them. So you know that the chick that sings in Frozen?
Like a key. A
yes, it's a specific
key.
So you know the chick in Frozen is, what like, you know the let it go?
Mm.
Yeah, there's that high note in that song. You know what I'm talking about?
I would sing it right now.
But you know that crazy high note that she sings? That's her money note.
Okay.
So.
Two lines.
Right. There were more though, but I didn't watch the full video.
That would be interesting.
But this for me was the sad part about this film. So this film was, it was actually filmed during COVID, like literally when you watch behind the scenes footage, they're all in those duck masks.
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
Yeah.
But then it came out in 2021. Yes, it came out in 2021.
November 2021.
But unfortunately, the press events of the film were all overshadowed with issues regarding rumors of Andrew Garfield's involvement in the upcoming superhero film Spider-Man No Way Home. And at a certain point, Garfield actually refused to answer questions regarding the facts. But literally, like in every interview, it was always Andrew Garfield, Tick, Tick, Boom, and Spider-Man No Way. Like literally the whole press event was just like...
overshadowed by
No Way Home, yeah. Which for me is quite sad because like this is it's such a different film, and for me it was so good. And like Andrew Garfield did so much better in this than he did in No Way Home. I'm sorry, I'm saying that straight. Like his acting was on another level in this film. So the fact that it was overshadowed by that was kind of sad.
That's what I'm saying. Out of all the films that I've seen, I've never seen him like this before.
Mm.
It was really, really great.
No, it was amazing.
Really good.
And the way they also did the
His
scenes.
His movement, yeah. Like the way that he moved, he was
even
very...
Even the way they edited it. I know that this was up, it was one of the nominees for best edited
for
films.
Editing.
Because the editing was brilliant. Like, I know one of my favorite scenes was, you know where he's fighting with his girlfriend in the apartment? And they start singing the lines, but it keeps jumping
and
between.
And it's paired with
the
song.
But
the
way they did that, and even that song itself, like they were acting like puppets with faces, like a mob.
While they were fighting.
It was so good. It
was
so
good.
Smart.
Can I tell you the thing, I think the thing that grabbed me about this movie was the tension that the film built. Like literally because it's Tick, Tick, Boom, because it's, you know.
Yes, like, a bomb.
And the more stressed he, like I felt the stress, like I started feeling stressed because he's just got to write the song
and
then
and
like things keep coming and I'm like
no one's understanding
you felt the stress and then
and everything's after the workshop, like he's just got this but he's letting go of everything, his life, his relationships, the rent, excuse the pun, because his first best musical was Rent.
That's right.
But even like the way they edited it in a way that you knew like it was the clock was ticking and he wasn't getting the time back and he wasn't going anywhere with his life and he was 30 and most of his, his parents had had him by the time they were 30. They had a house. And he's like, Alcher, still, he's not even signed for this musical.
That was a good introduction as well, eh? Because in the intro, like, that song is sung, wasn't it?
Yeah, 30... 29.
That literally gave the whole intro. That gave you the introduction to the Star Wars.
You know what I loved? I loved, and that's probably, this is probably how Jonathan Larson did it in his musical. I loved how it ended with the piano playing Happy Birthday.
Oh, yes.
I literally got goosebumps when that happened. Right. I was just like, that was full circle. Like, literally the way it started was he's turning 30 and his life is nowhere.
Yeah,
and then
that's right.
The musical ends with the piano just haunted. It was like, there was almost like a haunted soundtrack.
Do you think
that
was like a year later from the 30? Because he died at 35 or 37. I think it was 35.
Yeah, he died. I know he died very, very young.
Yeah, it was.
But just the way they ended it with the... I don't know. I'm assuming that's how his musical
Maybe
ended.
Maybe that was a year later as well.
It was brilliant. It was so good.
Because he was talking about... He's turning... It was his 30th birthday on the Sunday, right?
Yeah, it was coming up.
Yeah, and then on the 30th of... That he broke up with his girlfriend on the 30th. Am I right? Because that Sunday, everything is just like... And he's like, okay. Yeah. Yes, because then you...
Because still at his birthday
celebration,
he found out
his
comes.
Friend... He found out that his friend
had AIDS.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
That was the only thing was the... So the things I didn't like about the film, number one, his friend was gay. And number two, there is a scene. If you see the chick, Alexander Shipp, wearing a green dress, just know the next scene you need to skip. That's just a warning. That was...
Yeah, we've got a helpful Apple trackpad, so you just put your two fingers there, you go.
But even that song, it was the song that he wrote for the musical. It was the missing song.
Yeah,
that song was beautiful. It's as good, well, and I loved how they switched.
I liked
between
the way they did it.
Yes, they switched between Vanessa Hutchins and Alexander Shipp singing it. Alexander Shipp has a beautiful voice. Do you know she was in X-Men? She played the young Storm.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Immediately I was like, well, I know her. I know her. Who's she? I know. And then when I Googled her immediately and I saw her, okay, there you go.
And then, you know, in the film, there was the critic that
Man, what was up with that guy?
The actual guy's name, right? That guy died last year. As in the actual guy, not the actor, the actual guy that he was playing. So he gave Andrew Garfield constructive criticism. He was the one that told him you're missing that song.
Yes, that's right.
And not the guy that was that no, not
was
the guy
now,
the other guy. That was funny.
Yeah.
But it was a good picture.
I was just about to say that.
It was a good picture.
Have you watched the trailer?
Yes, I have.
I watched the trailer afterwards and I was the way that they used the pieces
was clever.
Was very well done, yeah.
But also it was a good picture of like how in the industry everyone, especially these critics, everyone will have something to say, and then if someone with a bigger name comes in the room, they'll contradict
them
and then
tune.
They'll quickly change their tune. Yeah, that was that was very cool. But he actually the guy that he played died in 2021. The actual guy. So the actual guy that gave Jonathan Larson
Stephenson.
Yes, that guy.
Is it that guy?
He actually passed away in 2021.
Because there were a lot of people that were on set of the film that was involved with Jonathan Larson,
which was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, Stephen Sondheim.
Yeah, that's right.
So that actual guy
that
passed away
guy.
In 2021.
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh man. Yeah. But the way they matched him as well, because he does, if you look at him in real life, he's actually got like...
I was wondering if it really was.
He's got like the one side of his face lags a bit, but the way the actor the way the actor did it was very, very good.
That guy was involved with West Side Story.
With West Side Story, yes. He was an American composer and in fact, didn't he write the lyrics for West Side Story?
Right.
Yeah, so he passed away and he was credited for having reinvented the American musical West Side Story.
That's crazy.
So he actually gave Jonathan Larson advice. Yeah, and then passed away in 2021.
Wow, we should go watch West Side Story again. I wanna watch the documentary. Like, my whole world is...
I'll watch it up until Rip dies.
It's a small world.
Right?
Oh, yeah, wait. Oh, yeah, okay. Yes, now I remember now what it was about. Yeah, no, let's not do that. That's,
yeah, but he actually...
Fine. Okay. Well, there you go. I'm sure that the theatre world is quite small, especially because it's all Broadway stuff.
Yeah.
So it probably is a very small world, you know, everybody knows each other type of thing. But what I got from this was that Jonathan Larson, he did like, because I mean, Rent was apparently on Broadway for like,
yeah,
was it months or like years?
Long. In fact, Vanessa yeah. Hutchins played in Rent. So obviously with musicals, it's on Broadway, but then obviously other like schools will do it, you know, like other people will pick it up.
Yeah.
So she actually played two different characters at separate times. It wasn't at, it was at, she was at different ages, but she actually played in Rent twice. So that was also pretty cool that she'd actually been in one of Jonathan Larson's musicals and then was in the biopic. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, no. And I'd say most of, I think all of them did their own singing.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah. I was wondering that about Andrew.
Yeah, Garfield. No, Andrew Garfield was so good. He really was so good.
Good film.
Yeah. Which Oscar did they win again? What? I can't remember. It wasn't for, was it? It wasn't for the soundtrack. It was not. Was it for the soundtrack? It might have been for the, yeah. Nominee Best Actor was Andrew Garfield, and then Best Film Editing they were also nominated. Oh, they did they? I don't think they won.
So it was just nominated.
Yeah, they didn't win.
Well, that is sad.
That is sad because they actually.
Who did they lose against?
Best Actor would have been Will Smith himself.
Well, now they.
And then
go.
Best Editing. Who won? Oh, Dune won.
Doesn't
Dune won Best Editing?
Best Editing.
Yep.
Look, it was a very different type of film.
Yeah, no. Type of film. Dune just like killed everyone. Sorry, Dune. I mean, sorry, everyone else.
Yeah.
No, but for me, Tick Tick Boom really was so good. It really, really was so good. That's why Andrew Garfield was at the Oscars.
That's why he was there.
Mm-hmm.
So
Tick Tick Boom.
So he saw the slap.
He saw it. There's even a picture of him on his phone afterwards. And then they say he's messaging the other Spider-Men to check if this happened in their universe. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's rough.
Yeah.
Good guy. Definitely. New respect for
Andrew Garfield.
Garfield.
Yeah. No, very
great,
good.
Great, great actor. Mm. I think what made him, like I said, he's a very theatrical actor.
Mm.
Very emotional.
Yeah,
he just like
which is why it was the perfect role for him.
That's
I feel like
saying.
It was the perfect role.
Yeah, so like there's scenes where he's like stressed and there's tears in his eyes. I'm like, yep, there you go. Then I spot Spider-Man. I'm like, yep, there you go.
I'm walking over. No, what did he say in Spider-Man?
Which?
How dare you? How dare you? That's the line from Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Doesn't he also say, I'm walking over here? Oh, I'm swinging over here. Say something like that.
Maybe.
Maybe, Aunt May.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, you see?
Wow. Yeah, so that's Tick Tick Boom, Jonathan Larson,
yeah,
Andrew Garfield, 2021, musical that Ryan liked.
The only musical that Ryan will like.
That's actually very good. That is a big accomplishment. We should have a new branch in the Oscars. Musicals that Ryan likes.
Yeah.
And you have nominated.
But like I said,
this year, Tick Tick Boom won.
It's very light. It wasn't, okay.
Yeah.
I think there was only one part where it was like very awkward emotionally, you know, and I'm sure it had something to do with his girlfriend or something like that.
You know what I think was also
but
nice? This is the ascending, our second ending. But you know what I think was also nice was, I get what you're saying with musicals where they do that thing where suddenly everyone in the park singing with them. Whereas this time, they were either singing so that ba 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 ba. They were having fun messing around. It was
they
a whole lot
fun.
Of. And it is a whole lot of
funny.
Singers,
yeah.
though. It's a whole lot of singers together, which singers do. It's not. They actually do that. And then either. So it was either that or it was they were performing the musical, you know, that was his workshop, or it was in his imagination. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that I think was cool. I know the first sequence there was people singing, but it wasn't like it didn't come across as suddenly these strangers in the park all joined in and were dancing and all. It didn't feel like that. It was either he was imagining it or he was singing with someone or they were relating it back to his
It really is just
it was really good.
Different. So yes, for all the musical haters out there, this one you can watch. It's safe. I'm giving my stamp
Ryan,
of approval.
The Ryan stamp of approval.
It's enjoyable.
There we go.
So yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
This has been the movie show. We'll be back next week.
with our next film.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who knows what it is?
Who knows? We don't even know.
No.
Yeah. And if you have, if you actually have a specific film that you want to check out, want us to check out,
comment
you
below.
Can go on YouTube, Active TV, look for the movie show, just comment below and we will check it out.
Yeah, we are looking out at those comments. Yep. That's where we got this film from, because somebody commented. Thank you. You. Yes. Thanks.
But this is us leaving you now.
Until next week.
Happy birthday.
And if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, keep warm.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.